Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Street Hits, a whole new level of hip hop.
Street Hits.
This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else.
Urban
Radio Series.
Urban Radio Series.
Featuring radio edits, special re-edits, and album versions of today's breaking crossovers. Hip hop before their hits.
One, two, one, two. Okay, it's DJ Chili. The Bodega Series is getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay, let's go.
This is First Fam Radio, the hottest internet radio station on the planet.
Up on the block, me feel the fire burning. In Babylonian captain be my main concern. It's stopping talents in my trap, but if them traps for burn, man, then me rude boy lick a shotgun. Me see a daily youth, them die around the way. The cemetery filled with all the people around the way. Them Babylonian, them Billy Clubbers head around the way. And when me rude boy lick a shotgun. Are you crying out for the babies in the crib? A chance for them will reach a teenager very slim. Are you cry out for little boys? I turn them in and all the revolutionary. Them will kill up in the pen. And
my binge, did you hear me? It's time to fuck back when I'm bringing. No matter what, take them shackles off and then I need it. Or next time they'll come around me, man, it's all this song. My binge, did you hear me? Take them shackles off and then I need it. Honey, I don't come around me, man, it's on, it's on, it's on. Ease up the pressure at the stoplight. Every time them stop by, thunder in my face, all the while them bottle all the spotlight. Let me find a hot hood, yelling in my face, man. Ask me where me want, let me live around the way. Ease up on the pressure them a bring. It's not stop the Babylonian fire them a fling. Fire with me, now you're being gay. Come make a rude boy lick. Shot, make them get low.
Naya Binge, did you hear me? It's time to bust back when I'm bringing. No matter, take them shackles off and then I need it. Or next time they'll come around me, man, it's on, it's on. Naya Binge, did you hear me? It's time to bust back when I'm bringing. No matter, take them shackles off and then I need it. Or next time they'll come around.
Trying to take a swing at her. Game face better. I'm on Twitter deck. She's on Twitter drug. Nothing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys. I know that.
Stop.
I got a crush on one of my followers.
I wanna let her know, but never.
So baby, I became your name. Girl, I'm stuck on you, and that's the truth now, baby. LOL with the smiley face. OMG, you're digging me too. Oh, I wanna add your name, but pound I can't cut.
Yo, DJ Illwood, aka Dirty Red, aka Mo, aka that's your favorite DJ, aka who is that DJ? A.K.A. your little sister's favorite DJ. It's your boy Illwood. He's going down First Fan Radio. Hey, yo, put on that new joint. That new joint with
First Fam Radio.
Urban Radio Series.
Urban Radio Series.
Featuring radio edits, special re-edits, and album versions of today's breaking crossovers. Hip-hop before their hits.
Me today, get you tomorrow. Revenge is ever sour. Thought about a lot of hours. One slip get you devoured. Survivor gave more power. As much as God allowed. Ran up in my Benz while I was rolling up some sour. Put the blick to my gut, but I didn't move my bowels. Put the blick to my hat. No sweat, didn't need a towel. I'm thinking these dudes move pretty much like I would. Half mask, low hood. Couldn't see their eyes good. Right hand, didn't even drop my backwards. Human body, more fragile than a piece of plywood. So I chilled, fell back. So them, y'all good. Economy rough, and I look like that 1%. My swag was so tough. Talk bad about him, well, be down or be up. I know a few cracks of smile hurt. I finally got touched. Mr. Untouchable, that's when I know I'm smoking too much. Preoccupied with gutting shit and rolling shit up. My goons around the corner getting burgers and such. Should've had my shooter with me, that's how we give it up. But I drunk off the pizza rock, hammer in the pizza box, stash in the trunk. I just stopped by the beast a lot, my rep is my crutch. Had to learn how to camouflage, keep an alibi, eyes wide, ain't no one too fly.
We don't die, we the
anyone can get it, anytime. Robbers,
you're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, man, this game live in the playoffs, man. Stop the playoffs right here, man. First Fan Radio, man. I see you. Back up there here, First Fan. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrade.
You sick for this one. This one.
First Fan Radio.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Look, I got you, man.
chase. 6 years of class here, still got more to make. And I ain't beating it up with California. I'm in a city of good, sticky, and purple trees. Where the swisher is twisting and full of purple weed. Time is money, they meant it, cause every verse a G. Give a work in the street, strictly to murder beats. Man, I show up at 5 and I don't leave at night. I know that music's a drug, I'm loading up the pipe. I got a cup full of lean, a couple drops of Sprite. Got that Mayweather flow, I throw the punches right.
Yeah, yeah, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air.
I got AM on the beach, y'all should buy deposits. See, this kid is the problem, so get a diagnostic. I've been moving the product, got triple time to profit. I've been rolling some chronic that you would call exotic. I've been smoking like a round coming out the chamber. I've been holding up my city like it's on a hanger. I've been chilling the deal, it's time to go major. I done built up my empire, rock no paper. I told her one time, don't blow my high. See the rollers on the curb, driving slowly by. I'm just rolling up some herb in my 10 and 5. And model women are asking if they could get a ride. Hands in the sky, the realest of running will say this kid is in his prime. Couple of dimes, just love sitting by my side. Dutch in the air, I got my team to the ride. Yeah, let's get high.
Yeah, yeah, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Put your Dutch in the air, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air.
First Fam Radio.
Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. Let the smoke raise up in the air.
First Fam Radio.
Street hits. A whole new level of hip hop.
Street hits.
This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else.
Back up in here, First Fam. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrades. It's your boy Elwood, Chill Jizzy, Cypher Dower, sickest little light skinned cat on the turntables. Here we go.
Let us hold.
Yeah, yeah, back, man. First Fam Radio, man. You know what I mean? We just gotta take you on a little intermission, man. I got the man of the hour on the line with us today with Keita Maria. You there with me, baby?
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Keita Maria. Today is 12/12/2012. We have the one and only Rico Barino online, a.k.a. Mr. Puerto Rico to all the ladies. Hey, Rico, how are you?
What up, what up, what up? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're great. So what's going on, Rico? You're signed with Grand Hustle. You got the new mixtape coming out. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, it's a good time for me. I guess because of the fact that, you know, the career is really starting to take off and blossom and do what it's supposed to do. I've been writing for a lot of people in the industry. And for a while, people have been all over Twitter and all over Facebook asking me, yo, when you coming out with something? When you coming out with something else? Are you even going to come out with an album? And, you know, my thing is, you hear a lot of artists be like, yeah, I'm coming out with the album, I'm coming out with the album. But there's no promotion, promotion behind it. And, you know, this day and time, you know, it's all about numbers. Record labels are not, they're not doing what they used to do. So it's up to you to get out as an artist if you believe in yourself and do the footwork. So my philosophy is you go and you put out the mixtape, you know, for the streets and let the streets decide where you belong at. And right now I've been getting much love from the streets. And, you know, I'm not going to stop.
That's what's up. So I have to ask you about your new single, Followers Radio. Mm-hmm. I got a crush on one of my followers. What advice do you have for me to, to give my follower a hint? Because I do have a crush on one of my followers.
Well, I think my advice would just, you know, be keep following them and make sure, you know, that you don't give yourself away too much. You know, sometimes it's all about patience when you, you know, when you kind of got a crush on one. You want to make sure that your follower likes what you like, and you want to make sure that, you know, out of the blue, nothing pops up like, hey, boo. And, you know, then they get a response, you know, hey, boo, and next thing you know, somebody else had a crush on them and beat you to the punch. So it's all about a game of cat and mouse. But at the same time, you can't be too patient, but I say be just a little patient enough to kind of feel your follower out.
Right. So I have my next question for you is Followers Radio. How did you come about writing that song? Is that a real experience for you?
Definitely, you know, me and my homeboy Gab Beats, shout out to Gab Beats, he, you know, he helped write the track, he helped do the track, excuse me, and, you know, helped me write the track. It was basically a concept, you know, like, you know, we, you know, everybody sits around and we talk about different topics, but a lot of people don't have the guts to really, you know, to write it and really deliver a topic that's believable without it fading away. And I felt like it was a real topic because, you know, right now the way of the world is viral, and Twitter right now is like Facebook on 10, and it's like,
right,
you know, even though you can't say too much on there, like, you're able to get in touch with people you never thought you'd be, you know, get in touch with if you're doing what you're supposed to, from celebrities, you know, to powerful people, to, you know, models, everything. You find them on Twitter. So I felt like the best thing to do was do, you know, a song about Twitter, you know, and make it kind of real as opposed to one of these little, you know, little theme songs that you throw out and people be like, you know, it's nice, it's cute, it's a nice little song, but, you know, it's going, you know. So I did something that was real, and, you know, and I'm quite sure that, you know, we all can say, hey, you know, I've been on Twitter, and I've seen somebody that really caught my eye, and I'm like, damn, I'm feeling them. And,
right.
And that's basically what it was.
Okay. That's what's up. My next question to you is, you are signed with Grand Hustle. T.I. is a very powerful man and making a lot of moves right now. How did that whole ordeal come about with you signing to Grand Hustle, and what has the experience been like for you since you have been a part of the Grand Hustle family?
Funny story. The first song I ever came out with was Bubblegum. That was probably about 8 years ago. And it caught the attention of people from Atlantic. What happened was I partnered up with one of my friends in my town, in my state, Waleed Coyote. Shout out to him down in 102 Jams. You know, we got together, and he believed in it so much. He was like, yo, we're going to take this. Let's put it on the radio. And radio caught it, and Atlantic started talking. And just so happened, my best friend, which is Keith McMasters, who did the Live in the Sky records and the Act of Pool records, you know, he did all these great records. He was in the organization, and he came back to me. I just got off tour with Kanye West and my little sister Fantasia. And, you know, he was just like, yo, Jason Jeter want to see you. So he flew me down. I was definitely in the living room. And, you know, he was definitely like, yo, we're going to go. So probably like about a year and a half, went by. I was getting ready to try to set up for a song, like, what song we going to do? And all the while, I just kind of, like, started getting in as a writer. And, you know, it was like, you know, just like, Grand Hustle is one of those places, like, it's kind of like the trap house. You know what I mean? You sitting on the couch,
right,
and you ain't trapping, don't expect to go to Lenox Mall and ball out with the fellas. It's just not going to happen. So, I'm grinding. I put out another song. It's called I'm Rich. And that kind of got some regional play. And people was like, yo. So we went down to Core Retreat. And, you know, I still really wasn't signed yet. They was very much so interested, boom, boom. And then Tip called me finally. This is right before the Paper Trail album. I think I had done some songs for Dro. And they couldn't decide how many songs that they wanted. Next thing you know, I got with Hannah Kane. Shout out to Hannah Kane. And me, Jason Hannah, we went and inked. And, you know, Big Mike from EMI came down. He flew down. He wanted to see me. And that the hype, I think, is what made him be like, you know, we got to keep him because, you know, he's a very valuable asset. So it was a family. They just welcomed me in the family, and I've just been there ever since.
Awesome. That's cool. So you are rocking and listening to First Fam Radio, everyone. Don't go nowhere. We have the one and only Rico Barino on the line, a.k.a. Mr. Puerto Rico, for all my ladies out there. We're going to jump into the next joint right quick, but don't go anywhere because we're coming back with Mr. Rico Barino. It will be tuned up and live on this next hour. Rocking with First Fam Radio. I'm your girl, Keita Maria. We have the one and only Rico Barino online. For anyone who missed anything that we've talked about since we've been on air. We've talked about Rico being signed with Grand Hustle. We talked about a little bit about the new mixtape he got coming out. We talked about the number one single, I Got a Crush on You. And pretty much, Rico, I'm back. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing better now. You're on the line.
I have a question for you, and I want to see how you react to this question. I'm going to take it back for you a little, and I want to know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say we going to do it all night?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to say 2012 play.
right.
I'm going to give you three things. I'm going to say 2012 play. I'm going to say Jodeci, and I'm going to say my first experience when I knew that my stamina was good back in high school.
Okay. Actually, by the way, that is one of my favorite songs. I do jam to that song on numerous occasions.
I appreciate it.
What about, what's the first three things that come to your mind when I say Never Through?
Never Through. You got me on that one. Never Through. You got me on that one.
Never Through.
You got to help me out on that one. What are the first three things that come to your mind? I'm going to switch it, and I'm going to interview you for a second.
Oh, you're going to interview me. Okay,
yeah.
The first three things that come to my mind with Never Through, I would say you.
Wow.
You being number
one. You know what? That is a great answer. Okay, give me the next two. But right now, you are so high on the totem pole with me.
Okay, the second one would have to be With Your Love. And I put that together, Never Through With Your Love.
Wow.
And the third thing would have to be Without You. Never Through Without You. I can't get enough of Rico Barino.
You know what? You just made my Christmas.
Really?
You just made my. I don't need another. I wouldn't need a present. You've done it. I'm good. I can go in the new year knowing that someone appreciates my music. They appreciate, you know, what I bring to the table. They appreciate me setting my own lane and really coming out and making my mark. That's all I need to know.
And you are definitely doing an awesome job with that. I want you to tell me a little more about Musical Evolution. Do you have any features? Who are some of the features that you have on that album? And what are some of the, you consider, what are some of the hottest songs off of that mixtape?
Oh, God, listen, Musical Evolution, like, the whole focus of Musical Evolution was to let people know that I'm not a boxed person. You know, when someone asks me, people ask me often, they say, hey, what type of music do you do? You do hip-hop? You do hip-hop R&B? And I said, no, I do music. I said, you just haven't heard everything that I do. And, you know, the funny thing about it, a lot of people try a lot of things, but they're not believable. And the way I know it's believable is when I take it and let complete strangers hear something, and they be like, oh, my God, when is coming out? It's hot. And I'm saying it ain't even mixed yet. And so it went.
Rico?
Yeah. What's going on there?
He got disconnected.
Yeah, I think we lost him. I think he about to call right back in. Sorry, we got a little technical difficulties right there.
Who's the other caller?
We just had a caller listening in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on.
He got disconnected real fast, but the number that you can call in is
917-889.
It's 917-889.
You gotta say it in your sexy voice. You know what I mean?
917-889. What else,
that's
you?
That's not sexy.
I know. Just come on, so I can give her the number.
Go ahead, put the number out there.
917. Hello, everybody. You're working with First Fam Radio. This is your girl Keita Maria. For all the callers out there and all the listeners, please call in. Ask Rico Barino your questions. The number is 917-889-8297. And we're going to hop into the next joint.
I like the way you said that one right there before we hop to the next joint real quick.
Thank you.
I definitely like the way you said that one, dear. Duh.
You know, boo.
You best flirt with me like that on air, though.
I know, right? So we're going to stop flirting with each other, and we're going to go ahead and hop into the next joint, everybody. Stay tuned. Rico Barino coming up live in the next hour.
About the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys, I know that.
This is the one and only Keita Maria. We are live on air with the one and only Rico Barino. Hey, Rico.
Yeah, I'm back. God have mercy on the man-made phone.
I love that song, Follow His Radio. You should have seen me. I'm over here, like, dancing and putting my sexy little two-step on and everything.
That's all right. That's what we need. That's the reaction we need from beautiful women.
That's right. So we do have some callers on the line, Rico. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller. I'm going to go to caller 0141 and pretty much let her ask you whatever she needs to ask you, or, you know, I'm pretty sure she's a fan because she's calling in. So caller 0141, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Didi, and I'm from Annapolis, Maryland. And I don't have a question. I just wanted to give you a compliment. I'm very proud of you, and I love the song, The Followers Radio. And I just wanted to let you know that, Rico, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. You know, I'm telling you, you don't know how much I do. You know, continue praying for me and my success, and you know, I'm going to keep going.
Well, you go ahead and keep going, because I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep following you on the radio also, okay? You keep it up.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Miss Didi, I have a question for you. Hi, my name is Keita Marie. How you doing? You will be getting Musical Evolution, right?
Yes, of course I'm going to get it. Of course I am. I'm working for him.
That's right. Make sure you tell your friends and tell their friends.
Have you got 2012 play yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you got 2012 play yet?
Oh, no, I haven't done that yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that also.
You got to get it. All you have to do is go to hotnewhiphop.com. And click mixtapes, and when it comes in, just type in the word 20, the number 12, and the word play, and 20? I'm sure I won't disappoint you, baby.
Oh, I'm quite sure you don't either. Your conversation says it all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, thanks for calling in. Okay, so Rico, how's the family? I didn't get a chance to ask you. How's the family doing?
Family's good. We speak from time to time. We don't really get a chance to talk like we used to because everyone's working. You know, my sister's working on her next project, and of course, you know, I got my hands in multiple things. My manager Kiki working. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Chuck T and all those people who really keep me working. My brother, of course, you know, he's out there in the stars and quasars, so he's doing his thing. Shout out to him. And of course, my little brother, you know, he just got a group, and I'm really interested in hearing them. Actually, did a showcase last night, and one of the guys walked up to me. He was like, "Yo, man, I had to be here, yo." Like, yo, you killed, but yo, we got a group. We want you to hear it. And you know, my brother Tini has been telling me about how my little brother Xavier is like really killing. So I can't wait to see what he has going on as well.
Right. Well, we definitely love all the Barinos, and we will show everyone much love and much support. One of the questions I have to ask you is, with that tweet, I'm gonna go back to Followers Radio because, like I said, that is one of my favorites. Going back to that, are you single? Are you married? What is your current relationship status?
I'm single. I'm actually single. You know, and just right now, just focused, just single and focused.
Right. So, what can we expect from the future? Could we expect maybe Rico Barino reality show?
That's a good question. There's been talks, but if I did mine, it would be more of a documentary style, you know, just kind of because I'm not like the clown, you know what I'm saying? You're going to see dramatic moments which keep your eyes in it, but if you like if you went to YouTube and you typed in Inside the Hustle, where basically they shot the pilot for me being like the struggling artist that, you know, got signed with Grand Hustle and basically kind of like letting people know everything at Peaches and Cream. You know, I'm still grinding. Don't look for me to be rich. And that's a good thing that you asked, because I wanted to touch on that topic. You know, I want to let all my people know and my followers know that, you know, even though I write for people, you know, bills don't stop and checks don't come like that all the time. It ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? Like in the 90s. And it's harder when you're trying to give people when you're trying to give people substance instead of like a processed song, kind of like McDonald's food. You know, McDonald's food goes in and out, but you know, substance is going to your mom's house and getting that soul. That soul food, that home cooked meal. That's what I'm doing. So it's harder. You know what I mean? Because you know, you're introducing people to something new. So, you know, sometimes they don't jump on the bandwagon as fast. You know, if I can name, I'm sure we can name people right now that songs just blew out of the water out of nowhere. You know what I mean? I done been around those people, but I see the world we live in and how fast you go up and come down. So, you know, with that being said, like, you know, I encourage people, go come check me out, you know. You know, you hear a song requested because, you know, you guys as the DJs and the radio personalities, y'all feed to what's popping. And, you know, in order for Rico Brino to be who he is and the talent to stay, you know, fresh and thrive, the people of the streets would have to be the ones to co-sign me. So, you know, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Right, okay. With Musical Evolution, how many tracks do you have on this mixtape? Did you have any co-writers on this album with you?
It's well, you know what? Actually, I did. I got a guy named, you know, Gino Valentino, one of my, you know, my partners in crime. He actually came up under me and just basically, he actually was studying my style. And I've been meaning to tell this cat that I'm like, yo, you really was biting my style. But, you know, he's a good friend, and like I actually came back to my hometown, and it was like, something was like, yo, give him a call, because, you know, I've been wanting to start a band, you know, have a live band, you know, every time I go out. And he started letting me hear stuff, and I was like, wow. I was like, I usually don't just sing people's stuff that they wrote, you know what I mean? But it started to move me. So before I knew it, we did like 7 or 8 records. And so, you know, like I said, me and Gino, we kind of put, you know, got together and came up with a group called production crew called the Soundbeat Nymphos. So he's like, I'm like the Pharrell, he's like the Chad. But other than that, I wrote majority of the music. You can tell the ones that I wrote all myself. And as far as tracks, we still fighting because it's a lot of good music that we don't know for sure is gonna make the cut. But that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Because we like, you know, this is the first time we've had to make hard decisions about what tracks are going to go on. And, you know, I'm blessed to, you know, be in this position.
And that's what's up. Well, we definitely do love you, Rico. And for all the listeners out there, you can, if you have not purchased or downloaded 2012 Play Guide, you can go to hotnewhiphop.com and you can download 2012 Play. It's awesome. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's awesome. Rico Brino is awesome. We're going to go into one more song, then we're going to tune back in with Rico Brino, a.k.a. Mr. Puerto Rico. Ladies, do not go nowhere. Fellas, y'all don't go nowhere either.
Love. Sometimes I think you know it. You're really clueless. At least I was.
Now, you used to say you loved me. You used to kiss and hug me. What happened to all those things? You better start changing. Pop a ring, tell me that you won't bother answering. If I did, I would emerge.
guess it happens to bad boys too. It's okay. Ladies, I need you to come get me.
It's your girl, Keita Maria. We have the one and only Rico Barino online. Rico, we're back.
Hey.
Hey, boo. I'm sorry, Rico. Musical Evolution. I'm going to get off of Musical Evolution just for 1 second. I'm going to ask you. I was looking on the internet, and I seen a video that I loved. It was a video, I think it was at your like a family reunion or a family gathering or something. But it was you and KC. And I was like, dang, that boy could sing.
I appreciate it. You know what? That a lot of people don't know that, you know, that was like me. And I just have a very big musical family. From your KC and JoJo to your Anthony Hamiltons. Fantasia. I think that's where the whole soul movement comes from. I started to kind of just call everybody up and like, yo, we just need to make our own movement. You know what
right.
I mean? So, but you know, of course, you see that we have a pedigree of singers. Casey and JoJo are my first cousins. That's my dad's brother's sons. And then you have Anthony. Anthony's on the other side of the family, the Hamiltons. And, you know, like I said, it is what it is. You'll see a scene. You'll see Ann and the ad events. And, of course, we have things for Christmas and family functions. We gonna battle. We gonna battle right. to the weak, from the strongest to the weakest. Even the weakest in my family, they feel like they can sing. So you already know it's American Idol all the way over.
Right. And I'm going to throw something out there. You know, on TV One, they have R&B divas with, you know, the Faith Evans, Monique, and the Kiki Brown
right.
stuff. We need to have you and the R&B fellas. When are we? Can we expect that? Can we see that? Can you try to put that together for us?
Say it again.
I say, you know, on TV One, they have the R&B divas with Faith Evans and Monique and Kiki Whatnam. Can we get a Rico Barino and some R&B fellas together and get something going?
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope. Who would you pick? Would it be?
Definitely.
Would it be the strongest?
I would say.
Would it be like the strongest singers, like maybe me, a Tyrese?
I would say Rico Barino. I would say Anthony Hamilton. I would say Jaheim.
Ooh.
I would say Tyrese, and I would say Tank.
That would be, you know what? That's funny that you say that because, you know, like I said, I have a relationship with the exception of Tyrese. We haven't really spoken, but like, you know, Tank, we're cool. Of course, Anthony. And that would be, and I remember one time Anthony was like, yo, we should start a group. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, let's start a group. I was like, wow. So that would be fun. I think it would be real fun, you know, just to kind of like show each lifestyle and like what we do. So maybe we have to start campaigning for that. What do you think?
I think so. And, you know, I'll be the first one on board. I'll campaign on my end as well.
Well, look, I'm going to let you start the campaign. You need to, every week we need to be like, listen, we're campaigning for, you know, the R&B, whatever you want to call
R&B
it.
R&B fellas.
R&B gents. And we're trying to, you know, see if somebody's going to call us and be like, look, we would love to do the show. Let's put it together.
That's right. Maybe we can see if we can get maybe a blog web started with that.
Yeah,
definitely will be hot to see all of y'all together as one and just making music together. I mean, because all of you guys have such amazing, strong voices.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Mr. Chilgizzy, you've been real quiet on here. Is there any questions that you want to ask Mr. Barino while we're live?
I've got a few questions. I'm speaking for the fellas out there. You know what I mean? Now, listen, Rico, man, I just got to ask you.
What's up?
One of my favorite songs, I got to say, is Futuristic Love, which you were Young L.A., man.
Right.
I just want to know if y'all going to collab again, or is there any new music with y'all too?
You know what? It's quite possible. I always had love for L.A., you know. A lot of people, you know, he's misunderstood right about now, you know what I mean? But that's how it is for artists, you know, who's trying to find their way. But, you know, definitely, like, that's like it's like my little bro. And he's never wronged me. And so, of course, we make good music together. You know what I mean? I would love to come back and do one with him. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Man, now, have you been in contact with him since that?
No. You know, it's funny. During that whole process, the whole thing that, even from when to, after we done the Storytellers, and, you know, Till flew back to L.A., and, you know, all the things happened with him, it's kind of like I seen some things coming, so I kind of went in my own zone,
mm-hmm.
So to speak, because it's not difficult for me as far as being able to produce records and stuff like that. So I went kind of like, you know how they had that Doomsday special on the Discovery Channel. I just kind of like bugged out and went in and started making mad music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like putting music together, kind of like finding my way. So it's like I kind of lost contact, you know, and then. You know, my manager was like, yo, check out what's going on. And I kind of looked at a little bit of it, but I'm the type of person, I'm very family oriented, and I don't believe in a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
I just never really cared to kind of, like, you know, listen to it. And so after that, it was kind of like, you know, I wanted to reach out to him, but, you know, what do you do when I'm, you know, I'm in the middle? You know, it's kind of like,
uh-huh.
So I just kind of like let things go and I just kept it moving.
Yeah. My next question is, I don't know if this guy was a label mate at the time you were there, Rashad Morgan. Does that name ring a bell?
Yo, Rashad, dope artist.
Now, I mean, I had the pleasure of working with him with Carol Dorsey a couple months back, last year, I think it was. But now, have you and him ever collabed on any records?
Yeah, he actually, check this out. The 2012 Play album. Of course, I wrote everything on 2012 Play. No one else wrote anything. And the song's Texting You, he actually referenced it. And but before it kind of leaked out, you know what I mean? And so of course, you know, Grand Hustle went in and I was like, no, it leaked out. I don't know who leaked it, but his version, you know, was a little different, but he ended up, you know, referencing that song. So that was, like, really the only collab. But, I really, at that time, I think Rashad was trying to figure out what his next move was going to be with Grand Hustle. So, you know, I didn't really see him as much. Like, he referenced the song when I left Atlanta and came back to North Carolina. And when I got back, he was done. But that was about it.
Okay, now my next question I want to ask you, right? Now, this is like a popular topic all around the music industry. I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going with this. But, you know what I mean? But it's nothing bad. But, you know,
yeah.
What's your take with this Illuminati and devil worship in the music
industry? Yeah, I knew that's where you were going.
You know what?
You know what?
What's up?
You know what, bro? Two things that I strongly believe in. That I strongly believe in. I don't want to say in it and then it get misconstrued. Oh, he believes in them. No. One thing is I come from a church background. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I believe in what I believe. I believe there is a God. You know what I mean? And I believe in that God. I believe there's a higher being that you know, that's me. I'm universal with it. My brain is so complex. That's what I believe. Now, as far as that, a part of me wants to say that, okay, maybe there is something that's going on. If I'm ever approached with it, guess what? I'd rather ride my career out like Al Green than to live like the biggest superstar in the world. You feel what I'm saying?
I could dig it. I'd rather
let me be 40 and really get my recognition, or me, you know, lead this world and my music be remembered of like a Marvin Gaye and a Al Green and a Bob Marley, then to sell my soul.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, another part of me wants to say that it's all an act. You know what I mean? I don't know how deep it is. I don't even care to know. Because at the end of the day, I believe in what I believe in. You can't change me or make me want to believe something else. Now, I can change if I want to. But when we're talking about foolery like that, and we're just talking about stuff that sometimes gets, like, really disgusting, you know what I mean? Some of that stuff, I feel like it's an act. I feel like, you know, everyone has sort of like an alter ego, but then when you put it out there on the big Hollywood screen, you know, and I do think if there's something out there, it has made a couple people go crazy, and it has done some things to some people. But guess what? I don't even want to wrestle that demon. You feel what I'm saying? If there's a demon in whatever closet these people jumping in and coming out being heroic, I don't want to do it. If I have to sacrifice a loved one for some dumb stuff because I want the whole world to see me, guess what? I sacrificed myself later by natural causes, and y'all can, hey, he was the best. I go down as the best. I had a long-lasting career. I didn't shoot to the top. I wasn't cutting off heads, and you feel what I'm saying? I wasn't doing all kind of crazy stuff on stage and had pyramids anywhere. And I had already told myself, the next video I did, I'm going to put a big, big cross in the back.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this about that. Now, so do you get caught up in, like, the conspiracy all over the internet with this hip hop exposed DVDs and, you know, Jay-Z being part of it? And I even heard T.I. was in it. I don't know.
No, it's funny that you said that. I actually for the first time sat down, because like I said, I always run from a lot of negativity. I don't even like the news.
Yeah.
Unless somebody got something good to say. I don't even like going to look at my videos. I don't like going to look at, because I don't like, you know, I'd rather say, let me mind my business, you mind yours. That's my philosophy. I tell people, like, you know, so I did actually get myself caught up watching it, and it was very interesting. Like, I think the YouTube video might have been like 10 minutes, and I was just like wowed. I'm like wow by the cartoon symbols, everything. So it's like a part of me is like, I'm like, the brain is so amazing to where you can spot all of these things. Who has time to think about all of it? You know, who has time to read into all these symbols and all that? You know what I mean? It's kind of like trying to go and study the Romans. You know what I mean? Like, We know things about the Romans. We have knowledge, but until you actually talk to a Roman or talk to Aztec or somebody from back in the day that you know reigned through history, that we'll never truly know. And I feel like when it comes to that, that's the only part that really disturbs me, because it feels like an act, because they're not going to really come out and say what's what.
Yeah.
They ain't going to say who it is. They ain't going to say what's what. But people can get out and snitch on everybody in the streets.
Yeah.
But you can't talk about, you know what I'm saying? People die every day in the streets because somebody snitched. But you can't go and tell who doing what. Man, like, at the end of the day, that stuff, I just be like, you know what? I just have yet for the approach me when I got my tuxedo on. I'm gonna be a real hood, you know what? And just be like, look, man, I love what you know. I love. I'm glad y'all looked at me and wanted to accept me and the opportunity. You know, I love that. But right now, I can't do that because guess what? I got a family to raise. I don't, you know, I don't got time to be trying to make turn children and my mom and us into sacrificial lambs. I don't have time for that. If God want to take one of my people, He'll take them. Not you, not, you know what I mean? That's just how I am with that whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, you know, don't judge a person. Don't cast no stones. You know, because all these people still, whoever this is, still got to answer to a God one day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time, man.
And so it's real crazy, but it's funny that you said that. Like, it's funny that you asked me that. Wow.
Hey, man, I pretty much ask everybody I interview on the show this because it's been a popular topic, and I'm seeing a lot of industry artists these days go on TV and actually start mentioning it in their rhymes. I mean, Kanye even taking it to the next level.
Right, like, yo, and but that's what I'm saying, like, I'm trying to figure out how to believe it, like, you know, I'm thinking that they know that people are looking at them, and so they just deliberately going and saying the most reckless stuff. You talking about from Kanye, you talking about Tyler the Creator, I've heard some stuff that I'm like, yo, 10 years ago, it was all about Jesus walks, and
right.
God delivered me, and, you know, and you know. And now I'm hearing stuff basically like on some F you stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, are y'all real serious? Like, is there no fear at all? Like, and I think it's, like I said, it's a whole act. Like, I know people, they like, yo, you know, I got the whole world watching me right now, so I'm going to do and say what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I got the money, I got the power, I can say what I want.
Right.
And you know
but
what?
I still have some morals to this thing, bro. Like, I just don't. I'd rather say something and die a poor man and say something that's going to help somebody than to just get real reckless and just start talking like, you know, I don't know, bro. I just don't know. Like, you touched on a very touchy. You see, I'm talking. You got me talking.
Let me ask you this, because I've been to a lot of industry parties, and I've been to video shoots and things, and the thing that always that messed me up is the devil horns. I see them subliminally thrown up on talk shows, TV shows.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, now, I see a lot of Bloods throwing it up. I see a lot of different gangsters and people throwing it up. But more importantly, when I seen the Pope the same thing. And now I'm... Then I get confused, and I ask this to all of them, you know, to all the artists. I ask Shorty Low this. Shorty Low said some BS, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, but, like, if it is a secret society, or if this is going on, who's going to tell you? You know?
You're right. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't get it. Like I said, again, you got people who snitching, but you know, that's what makes me think it's not anything. I think it's built off hype. Because at the end of the day, no one's willing to tell nothing. They're just making these subliminal messages and letting Hollywood just kind of like take it and process it and chop it up and edit it. And they be like, look at Beyonce. Listen what she said. Look at Walt Disney when he made the W. You know what I mean? Look at, now when I, me personally, when I, we've been living long enough. Back in the day, the horn symbol with the hand was a punk rock thing. You know what I mean? Cats weren't throwing that up. You know what I mean? Now everybody wants to wear tight jeans. They want to be rocked out. They want to be super large in life. They want to do massive amounts of drugs. They want massive amounts of money. You know, and they want to throw all these symbols now that people are reading into that 8 years ago we wouldn't even care about. So he threw up some horns, or you know what I mean? He threw up the whatever. Now I'm hearing about the little 666 thing. Like, I'm like, yo, this is like,
yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, that's why I want to know who's real. I make real music because I'm a real person. I exemplify the man who goes and who works in the steel mill,
yeah.
Who works on a production line. I work, you know what I'm saying? I don't. I probably wouldn't know. Of course, I could get on a level in an industry party or in a meeting or any, but that's not my lane. So guess what? It's gonna take me a while maybe to get where I need to go. Why? Because at the end of the day, that's just not how I roll. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm gonna keep that 100. I don't mind. Because I'm a man, I don't mind seeing two girls kiss. You know, two nice looking women. But I don't want to go to no party and see, you know, two girls just doing some extreme stuff to the point where I'm like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? So I guess my answer would be, whatever's out there, they can have it. You know what I'm saying? I live by my code. I live by my morals. And that's it. Like, but you, like I said, again, you that's a very great topic, and you probably gonna have me thinking about it through the course of the whole day. Like, I don't know. I'm willing to be able to call somebody out on an act. I'm like, you know, it ain't no different than somebody being searching. You know, they overdoing something, and I'm like, man, that's an act. Sit down.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna cut you off anything. But reason why I asked this question, because I had Prodigy scheduled last Friday, and you know, at the last minute he backed out. So that kind of, you know, like, all right, maybe it is Illuminati or something. You know what I mean? Maybe,
right.
You know,
it may be. It may be, but guess what? Just for my freedom, just for, you know, me being able to be authentic and real people, because there are some people in the world that don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean? They just want to hear some good music. You know, for that, all that go sing to the 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds, that right there wasn't even occurring, or was occurring, but they didn't know nothing about it. You know, like, if we take it back, let's talk about the Rolling Stones and let's talk about the Beatles and all that. No one knew it and no one cared. It's just surfacing now. So there is some real Illuminati stuff. Like, no one talked about it then. So let's just keep it real. And why should you talk about it now? Somebody planted the seed and it just went out of control.
I think it's a great marketing.
You know, and what I will say is, okay, if there is like a new world order or whatever, and we blind, like, why put fear in the heart of many, you know, about stuff that, like, you know, at the end of the day, Beyonce still gonna get the major ticket sales, and you know, Jay-Z gonna still sell out arenas and stadiums when he can, and his record still gonna, like, what can we do? I mean, we can boycott, but how many people gonna still stay, you know, these quote unquote religious fans? Hey.
Hey, man. That's
a very touchy subject that I'm like, you know, I don't want nobody to be like, well, maybe he won, but when I get to talking about it, it's like talking about the devil so much to the point your daggone lights start getting dim on it from talking about it no more.
Yeah.
Musical evolution, Mr. Marino, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
We've heard Followers Radio. We all love Followers Radio. What do you think would be the next single off of that mixtape?
Now, you got me. Look, you just had me with the Illuminati stuff. Now you really got me, because just like people fighting over the Illuminati, we fighting to figure out what song. Now, we do know. Now, Bar Hop, listen, Bar Hop is a movie. Bar Hop is Hangover. But the first Hangover, that's Bar Hop. So what I can tell you is Bar Hop may be the one. I don't know. You know what?
I'm going to say this to you.
I let the women
and
radio people decide.
Right, I was about to say that. I was about to say, you're fresh, you're high, you might as well go ahead and do some skippets on the internet and let the fans pick your next single. You know what, Rico? You should even, you know what, when you let the fans pick your next single, go on there and give back to one of the fans and pick one of the fans to be in your music video, too.
you know what? You are such a genius.
You know
I'm
it.
I'm really digging you. that might be the move.
Yeah, because you know what, you gotta. We love you. You know what I'm saying? We as fans love you. You gotta be able to stay in touch with your fans. So I say let us pick.
We talking musical evolution though, and so it's gonna be a tough fight because, like I said, bar hop is a sultry like pop. It's like, put it like this. Bar hop to me is, man. Bar hop to me is. Rico, Lowrider, and I'm trying to think of a band that's just like the band Fun. I don't know if y'all know about that group, new group called Fun. It's like all in a bottle, shaking up. And you put just a little, you went and got Al Green just a little bit.
Right.
it's something fresh that nobody's heard, but it's like. You walk in the club, you're like, oh, my God. So, that's what, I don't know. But, see, it's a fight because you got that, and then you also have that I still gave a substance of what you hear on 2012 today because fans love that.
Right.
So, good luck. That's all I'm going to say. Good luck.
Well, I'm definitely going to stay tuned myself, me and my girlfriends. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that next thing. I'm looking forward to next video. I'm looking forward to everything. I'm Rico Barino, number one fan right about now.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Rico, we had an awesome time on air talking with you today. Don't go nowhere yet. Just a few more questions if you have time left. We're just going to hop into one more joint real fast and get right on back to you.
Cool deal.
And I want to say welcome to the First Fam family.
I'm happy to be here, baby. Let's go.
We're happy to have you.
Do it.
Love. Sometimes you think you know it. But you're really clueless. At least I was.
Now, you used to say you loved me, you used to kiss and hug me, but I've been through all those things. You better start changing. Papa Ray tells me that you won't bother answering. That you would do this to me. Who be honest, you used to say you love me, you used to kiss and hug me, but I've been too long.
I guess it happens to bad boys too.
Yeah.
It's okay. Ladies, I need you to come get me.
You used to say you love me. You used to kiss and hug me. What happened to you? All those things, things. You better start changing.
Maria, you are rocking live with First Fam Radio. We have the one and only Rico Barino on live. Rico, are you here?
Yes, babe, I'm here.
All right, y'all. So make sure y'all cop this single, download it, buy it, whatever you need to do to get it, iTunes, anything, YouTube, any way you need to get it, go ahead and get it. It's called Followers, and it's by Rico Barino. Rico, we do love that song so, 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 so much. Another question I wanted to ask you, you got the song Followers. To everyone out there listening who is not already following you on Twitter, please let them know how they can follow you on Twitter. Let them know your Twitter name, if you have a Facebook, any website you have. Just give us as fans information where we can stay tuned into you and your music at.
Everything is simple. Everything is Rico Barino. Rico Barino, everything. I'm going to spell it slow for all my slow listeners. You know, Twitter, that's at R-I-C-C-O. Two C's. R-I-C-C-O-B-A-R-R-I-N-O. That's Rico Barino. Facebook, the same. I just made a new page because, of course, I got too many friends on my Facebook. So if you want to be my friend, you can hit me up. And that's Rico, R-I-C-C-O, Mercia Largo, M-U-R-C-I-E-L-A-G-O. We just put the website up as well, and that's actually Rico Barino as well. I try to make it real simple for all my ladies and my followers.
Okay, that's what's up. Upcoming shows, tours, anything coming up? I know it is. But...
Yeah, right now we just, you know, it's a slow process because, again, we're still trying to fine-tune you know, everything. So we get shows coming through the you know, the pipelines. I know I'll probably be in between Atlanta and VA. One of the three states, it'll be Georgia, North Carolina or VA for New Year's. And again, you know, right now we're just fine tuning, trying to get the mixtape out the way and getting the band tight because I really wanna, you know, come bigger this time. I do some shows with the DJ, DJ Chuck T. Again, shout out to him. But for the most part, you know, I'm trying to get that band together and get everything right before we set out on any tours.
Right. Okay, well, that's definitely what's up. Whenever you do touring, keep in mind New Jersey and keep in mind in Maryland. I think the caller that we had on air earlier, she was calling from Maryland. So as you can see, we have fans all over. So, you know, you got to come and hit up these states up north as
definitely.
Well.
I love Maryland. They show a lot of love, Maryland, Virginia, D.C. Shout out to Jersey, East Orange, all over there. I got some people all over in there, you know what I mean? And, you know, Newark, we're gonna definitely come up there and bless you guys.
Right. Well, it definitely will be a pleasure. Like I said, we thank you so much for calling in. You just was like having a regular phone conversation with you. You're just so humble. And I definitely appreciate that. Any new music you have, make sure you send us over new music. We definitely will play it all day, every day. And one thing I had, do you have any kids, Rico?
Yeah, I got 4 boys.
Okay. That's awesome. So how is your relationship with your boys?
Incredible. Like, they spoil.
of course, what
they don't have. We talking about, let's see, I done bought dirt bikes, go-karts, video games. Now we're going into basketball goals, laptops. For little kids, what's really going on with the world? But, I mean, I guess they got to have it because, hey, you know, they got laptops in elementary school now, right?
Right. What is a typical Christmas list like for you when you're doing Christmas shopping for your boys? I'm gonna say for your whole family.
One of a teenager, basically. We need bone posits, Nike bone posits. We need polo boots. We need polo outfits. We need daddy. We want a basketball goal. Daddy, we need video games. Stuff that typical kids gonna tear up, but they looking for daddy to do it. I've kind of downsized that whole thing because now it's like I look at the fact that, you know, I want my kids.
It's your girl, Keita Maria. We lost Rico, but stay tuned, everybody. We're going to just hop into the next joint and keep this thing moving.
Get money every day.
You know me, man.
Cause I get money every day.
Yeah.
Get money When they talk about math, they talk about cash and all that trash about hitting my stash. I'm talking about mag, coming out the dash. Show gon' blast, first nigga that track. Came from the app, and I ain't going back. Lessons in the new coupe, whipping that lamb. Pop told me they smart your hand. Never let them get close enough to get that chance. Time about bricks, I ain't taking trips. Interstate hot, so I'm probably get shipped. Keep these hoes out of my shit. Track star picks always running they clips. I tell a nigga quick, I need that bread. You notice that closed mouth don't get fed. Counting my chips, shaking my head. And all y'all fucks trying to follow my trend.
They talking about me, they talking about a kid. They talking about a boss, they talking about a hug, they talking about a shoot, they talking about a boy, they talking about a mort, they talking about a bus, they talk about me, they talking about a king, they talking about a boss, they talking about a hug, they talking about a shoot, they talking about a boy, they talking about a mort, they talking about a bus.
Cause I get money every day, get money every day. Cause I get money every day, get money every day. Cause I get money every day, get money every day. Cause I get money every day, get money every day.
This your girl, Keita Maria. We're having technical difficulties over here. Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. But we do have Rico Barino back on the line with us. We got disconnected for a second, but he's back, guys. We were talking about a typical Christmas list for Rico Barino and his sons. Rico, could you finish up that list for us so I can hop into my next question?
I was basically saying that, unlike any other parent who wants their children to have anything that they couldn't have, you know what I mean? I've done that, but at the same time, you know, I try to let them know that this may not always happen. So you need to understand the whole morale of Christmas and why Christmas is here. And, you know, I try to let them know and let them see kids around the world how less fortunate they are. So I try to teach them to give as well, you know what I mean? And we'll go out and give something rather than you expect to receive every year. So it's a two-way street. And, you know, they're growing up, and I want them to realize that, you know how it is, us as black parents, if anybody on the phone or in radio land, as a black parent, you know, after a certain age, you just stop getting Christmas. You had your first baby, ain't no more presents. You the giver now, so...
Right.
So, you know, I'm teaching them to be men one day and understand that it's not about materialistic things, because then, like, you know, like we were talking about, when you even with the Illuminati stuff, like, it starts to become a material, superficial world. And
right.
I don't want them to be, you know, I want it to be more than that. I want them to have more than that.
Right. So, far as being an African-American father, what advice do you have out there for young men who has children who are still trying to pursue their dreams but may be struggling with the, you know, with the family life at home, far as being a parent?
Just live by rules. You know, God first, family, then work. You know what I mean? Work is going to be there. And, you know, if I always try to kind of, like, be able to side with what, you know, the mother is going through, rather it be you have a family and y'all all are in the house, or if it's a single parent type situation, try to side with her and understand that karma is crazy, you know what I mean? Like, there's some people who make it and succeed, you know, and they didn't take care of their children, but not too many. And so you gotta be able to divide the two. And, you know, and I think good things will come back to you when you kind of, you do good things. And that's just my take, just kind of like, know how to turn certain things on and turn certain things off. Because I hear a lot of females, you know, who are struggling, and they like, yeah, he wants to be this and he wants to be that. He all in the strip club, but he don't know how to be a father. And that's just real disturbing, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, you help make it, you know what I mean? You help make that seed. So I guess my whole thing would be just to kind of sacrifice stuff, just learn how to kind of sacrifice more and put, don't be so selfish, because, guys, we can be selfish. So don't really be so selfish to yourself, because you may miss out on something. You never know, and you never know that child may wake, you know, he may grow up, and you may find him in the NBA or the NFL or wherever. Do you think he wants to be bothered with you? No, because you was out chasing your dream. So that's my advice, kind of step up and you know, and just sacrifice a little bit more, and you might get better results.
Right. For Rico Barino, when was that first moment in your life when you realized, like, you know what, I'm an entertainer, I'm a singer, I'm good at what I do, this is what I want to make my career out of? When was that first moment for you?
Ooh, I mean, you know what? I mean, when you look at the body frame, you already see, oh, this, he played football, you know what I mean? He got
right.
the frame of, you know, he's kind of bulky. So, of course,
very
I'm not
nice
made.
Body, I may add.
Thank you. I'm not made like the average singer, you know what I mean? And I think that's a good thing because women, they want something different. I talk to a lot of women, they're like, look, we're tired of the little boy toy, the little, you know, yeah, he looks
right.
great, but I want something to hold on to. So,
right.
you know, with that makes me different. And what happened is I played ball, you know, I got in a couple mishaps, you know, some dumb decisions, and I found myself just kind of like not caring about life, not caring about anything. I didn't care about nothing, and I allowed myself to go gain weight, party, didn't care. And I think when I stepped on the stage the first time with a live band and I seen the ability and the effect that I had on people, that's when I said, you know what, I got a second chance. This is it. And that's what it, you know, that's what it's been ever since. And, you know, just hearing my mom say, son, you're so talented, you can write songs. And, you know, I hear my sister call me, can you help me write this song? I can't write it. And I'm like, yes, you can. Oh, but I can't write it like you. Or my brother, you know, saying, man, you Superman, dope, man. We look up to you. Those things keep me pushing, other than, of course, follows on Twitter and everybody telling me keep going when I feel like I can't go on. That first moment being on stage with that band was the moment of truth, and it let me know that I had a second chance of fulfilling a dream to make the people scream and marvel over talent.
Well, most definitely you are making the people scream with followers right now. I can say that.
Thank you.
And what I want to say is we appreciate you here once again. I'm going to say we are very blessed to have you on this show. We've wrapped up various topics as far as your music. We've talked about family. We've talked about a little of your personal life. And as a man, you are very humble. We look forward to your concerts. We look forward to your tours. We look forward to your music. Anything that you have brand new, feel free to just let us in as a First Fam family and just keep us tuned in. We will definitely support you 100%. To all the viewers and all the listeners out there, like I said, you've heard it. We've had about 2 hours on here with Rico Barino. As you can see, he is not industry stuck up. He is humble, just like, you know, all of us. So just stay tuned. You can reach him on Twitter at Rico Barino. You can find him on Facebook, Rico Barino, Rico Marcelago, Marcelardo.
Yes, Marcelago, like the Lamborghini.
Right, like the Lamborghini. And like I said, for anyone who haven't heard the song, just go listen. Just go on YouTube. Go on his Twitter. Go anywhere you need to go. Google it, download it, whatever, and find followers. It's an awesome, amazing song. Look forward to Musical Evolution for anyone who's interested. 2012 is still bumping. So 2012 play for anyone who does not have that. You need to go ahead and get that. Matter of fact, y'all need to go ahead and make that a Christmas gift. So put it on your list for Christmas. Go ahead and get 2012 play and cop Musical Evolution. Rico Barino, you're awesome. We had a wonderful time with you. We look forward to doing this again later on down the line. Thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you.
For sure. I love you guys. You know what I mean? I had fun, and, you know, I can't wait to do it again. You guys be blessed.
All right. Thanks. You do. You too.
All right.
And I'm your girl, Keita Maria. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to First Fam. We was online with Rico Barino. We are about to get into the next joint. Stay tuned. And we're having technical difficulties, but don't worry. I'm still your girl, Keita Maria, live on First Fam Radio. Today is 12/12/2012. So today is definitely a special day for anyone who's into lottery playing. I advise you to go play 2012. You might win tonight. And when you do win, make sure you call in to First Fam Radio and give your girl, Keita Maria, a little piece of that change once you win. For anyone who's interested in doing an artist tour, we do have the Hottest Unsigned Artist Tour coming up with your girl, Keita Maria. Starts on January 31st through February 4th. First stop will be Jacksonville, Florida. So any unsigned artist out there who's interested in touring, you can go ahead and hit us up with First Fam, and we will connect you to where you need to be connected to. And like I say, once again, I'm your girl, Keita Maria. And, oh, don't let me forget, Christmas is coming up soon. We have a First Fam Radio special Christmas edition. We're going to keep it a secret right now who our guest is, but we do have something special out there for all the viewers who are listening. We definitely have something special for y'all for Christmas. We have giveaways. We have so much going on as far as the Christmas time. But I do want to let everybody know, thanks for tuning into the show. We had an awesome time with Rico Barino. And I was your host, Keita Maria, along with my host, Chill Grizzy. And like I said, for anyone out there tuning in and listening, just go ahead and make sure you support the boy Rico Barino. Cop his mixtape, Musical Evolution. His single right now is Followers Radio. So go ahead and support that, and you know, support us. We support you. We're one big family here at First Fam Radio. So for anyone out there who's an unsigned artist locally or whatever, you can submit your music to First Fam Radio. We definitely do play all music. Submit your music. Maybe we can get you in for an interview. Who knows? But like I said, the new year is coming up. We have a lot of things in store for everyone here at First Fam Radio. So just stay tuned to us, and we will be back. And I'm going to just get into the next joint. I'm going to try this one more again. Get into the next joint, and then we're just going to go ahead and end it. Everyone have a nice day. Happy holidays. And for me, I'll see you all next week.
Trying to take a swing at her. Game face better. I'm on Twitter deck. She's on Twitter drug. Nothing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys I know that.
baby, I DK your name. Cause girl, I'm stuck on you. And that's the truth now, baby. LOL with the smile on your face. Oh, you're digging me too. Oh, I wanna add your name, but pound I can't cut.
Random thought, random thought.